pounds, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy.
Or trade.
Yes, we do buy.
Diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
United.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. The rules on Friday, Dave, there ain't none.
Yeah.
We can even play Mick Jagger instead of the Rolling Stones.
Well, it is his birthday.
It is his birthday. I did not know that. I didn't know he had a solo album.
Oh, yeah, he's got like 3 or 4.
Well, he's even got a best of.
Well, in the 80s, they took their best songs and tried to make solo albums because they weren't talking much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Sorry, Dirty Work is a disaster, and then Steel Wheels is supposed to be their comeback.
Is this like what Maroon 5 saying about I got moves like Jagger?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same Jagger?
Yeah.
Same is one. It really?
Yeah.
Do you want to move like Jagger?
Yeah, you ever seen him? I mean, like, he's famous for his onstage dancing and stuff.
Yeah, but it's terrible.
Well, but
I mean, I think it's like it's famous because it's bad, but he does it. It's like Axl Rose,
yeah,
that little sway thing he did.
Maybe.
Where do we go?
I think for a long time it was a thing that you made fun of, and now it's like, you know, now it's funny.
I don't know.
76 years old, still dancing
today.
Out there. Yeah, today.
Didn't he have a heart attack or something recently?
Yeah, he had surgery.
Yeah, but he came to America. He didn't do it through the National Institute of Health in
Correct.
The United Kingdom.
And then he's also
that's garbage over there.
He's also back out there on tour dancing around.
Good for him.
Good for him.
I got a friend of the program on the phone. If you don't believe me, ask him.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. A couple of things since it's Friday. First, on the housing thing, if you've got questions for the housing board, they have public meetings once a month. You can go down and sit there and sign up and ask your question and get an answer if you're a landlord or if you're a tenant or if you just have general.
And that's Section 8?
To know. Yes, that's
that shows you how little I know about real estate.
Yeah, the Housing Authority runs the Section 8 program.
Okay, good for them. Hey, I got a question. You seem to know what you're talking about. Could we do without a housing authority? Could we just shut it down and just say we don't have one?
No.
There will be no Section 8? Why?
Well, because you have a...
Pike Road doesn't have one. Why does Montgomery have to have one?
Price size.
Well, actually, the Section 8 vouchers from Montgomery Housing Authority are used in Pike Road. They're used
County.
In Pike Road.
Yeah.
They cover the area.
But so who finances the Montgomery Housing Authority? Is that a federal agency?
It's federal. Mm-hmm. Totally federal.
So it's a federal agency. It's not a federally funded agency.
It's a federally funded agency.
But what if we say we don't want your funds? We're not going to open one.
I doubt you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can do that.
Why? But I can. But what legal mechanism requires Montgomery to have one open? That's what I'm asking.
We could do it,
but they're going to sue us and allege what?
Well, I'm not sure that there's an authority that requires an area to have a housing authority,
okay.
But then it would be run by some other area. It would just be assigned, and it would still exist.
So you're saying that, well, okay, so let the federal...
In other words, for instance, the housing authority here answers to the regional housing authority in Birmingham.
How do you know all this?
I'm well acquainted with it. Let's just put it that way.
Oh.
Dave, you should know me. You've drank bourbon at my house.
Sure. I want to drink bourbon at your house.
Yeah, you're welcome to come do that. I heard
you
guys talk about bourbon.
I live
out on the east side, and Dave's been there and had quite a bit of bourbon after he said he didn't drink much brown water.
These are lies.
I beg to differ.
Why must you turn this into a house of lies? I don't generally drink brown water. But I mean, but if you're breaking out the good stuff, you know.
I was bringing up the good stuff that night, yeah.
You know what gets me to drink brown water? When someone else is paying for it.
Exactly. That's the same for me. But I have a pretty good collection. You're welcome to come out and try it sometime.
I drink really good liquor unless somebody else is buying it, and then I drink whatever they're buying.
I only drink when I'm alone or with somebody.
Hey, but you know the thing? That doesn't translate to beer, though, because I have gone places where they only have Bud Light and Michelob Ultra and Budweiser, and I won't drink. I'm like, not to hell with that.
I've got a great collection of beer, too.
Life is too damn short to drink Bud friggin' Light. I'm not going to drink
exactly
it. It's
right.
Gross. And it's not just, you don't like light beer. No, I'll drink a Coors. I'll drink a Miller. I will not touch a Bud Light. It's gross. They taste nasty. And I can smell that beechwood aging from a mile away. I don't want it near me.
You have to account for everybody's taste, though. So I carry a big selection of IPAs and those kinds of beers as well.
All right.
Well, hello.
No, I mean, we'll be over this afternoon.
I'll come over and knock back some silver bullets all day long with you. But you bring out the Bud Light, and I'm just going to say, I don't drink anymore. I go to meetings.
Yeah, I don't drink Bud Light either, unless it's the only thing that's available.
I'll tell you what, it was the day I was eating chicken off a grill, a boneless, skinless chicken breast off a grill. I was gnawing through that. I mean, my jaw was sore. And I looked at my wife and said, life's too short to eat chicken. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done with chicken. And I don't even really eat it since. I had two bites of chicken yesterday because it was... some smoked chicken Dan brought, and it was actually, you couldn't taste the chicken. You know, and it was moist.
Right, it was good.
I understand. Well, anyway, if people are interested, just come to the meeting, and they can sign up and ask whatever question they want.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I also heard from somebody by text who said Bo Goodson knows quite a bit about Section 8. We'll be happy to step you through the process. So if you want to call Bo Goodson, 551-0225, you can call him. He doesn't have an ad scheduled today, but, you know, I love Bo Goodson. Bo always has an ad scheduled in my mind. One of my favorite things is walking into Midtown Pizza Kitchen seeing Bo Goodson posted up.
Yeah?
Happens. Our number 272-9228. You know Democrats are trying to pass a payroll tax increase?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. 2.4%.
For what?
I guess to make Social Security solvent.
Yeah.
What do we pay now? 14-point-something%?
Uh-huh.
So they're trying to raise it 2.4% on top of that? That's payroll tax. That's everybody. That means if you make $10, you pay that tax.
So it's the best thing to do in a when the economy's booming. Let's raise the taxes.
They're wanting to do it over several years to try to make Social Security solvent through 2100. Do you know how to make it solvent through 2100?
How's that?
Stop letting anybody and everybody who's got a twitchy eye or a slight backache collect Social Security disability for the rest of their life. And stop letting children... I mean, it's just welfare for kids. I used to do guardian ad litem work. I've mentioned that on air before. Every single case, every single one of those kids got a check from the government, $674 a month. That $674 a month was supposed to be used for tutoring and taking care of the kids, getting them up to speed on education, you know, taking the doctors for ADHD. No, they didn't do it. They just spent it on food. It just replaced. I mean, if you had three or four kids and they just get $674, guess what? You don't have to have a job. And you get your food stamps and everything else. I saw an article calculated in Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama. Mm-hmm. You'd have to make like $55,000 if you have three kids. You'd have to make $55,000 to offset what you can get for free in government benefits. Health insurance benefits and food benefits and crazy checks and everything else. It's ridiculous. That's how you make it solvent. Stop stealing money from it for people that don't need it. I keep seeing these headlines. Donald Trump's going to kick 3 million people off of food stamps. 3 million people will be kicked off of food stamps. Off of food stamps. 3 million people. You know what? That's 3 million people who don't qualify, who are getting them that shouldn't. Why wouldn't we want to kick them off of food stamps? It's not like we're taking people who are otherwise starving to death and saying, you can't have any. We're going to take it and give it to the rich guys. No, they're saying is you don't qualify for it, but your state is fraudulently giving it to you. They're fraudulently passing federal money through to you. And we're going to end that practice. And if you want to, if you think you still apply or still qualify, then come back in and apply, and we'll do an independent evaluation. But we're going to make you apply instead of just handing it out to you for no reason.
Yeah.
14 minutes after 10 o'clock. Who's this?
Bingo. That's exactly what they need to do. They need to clear the ledgers and make people reapply.
Everybody needs to reapply.
And like every 5 or 10 years, you need to have a purging of the rolls and a reapplication process. That's the only way you're going to get rid of, or at least minimize, the degree of fraud, which, of course, the Democrats don't give a rat's rear end, the degree of fraud that's going on in the welfare system.
Hmm.
That no, they are their voting base.
No, they, I think some of these states, too, look at federal benefits as a, like, take a state like California. They're one of these states that was just passing through. If you qualify for any welfare benefit from the state of California, they were just automatically putting you on the food stamp rolls.
Yep.
And so you had hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in California automatically on the food stamp rolls.
Sure.
And, as a result, you have extra federal money coming into the state. That's good for the
right.
state. That's sure, good for the state's
exactly.
economy.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the same situation. Why do you want to have illegals in the school system? You know, why? Because it's dollars that they're bringing in, you know, to the state from the federal government. So, any more than why do you want to be giving illegals health and welfare benefits?
No. Why does this happen? When you called, I realized I didn't see Free Practice 1 or 2 this morning. So
I didn't either.
I looked it up. Ferrari 1-2 in both practices. Why do they do this to me? Leclerc Vettel in 2, Vettel Leclerc in 1. Why do they do this to me? Because I know what's going to happen. I know how this story ends. I've seen the script.
Yeah, I know.
Mercedes qualifies 1-2 and finishes 1-2. Why do they do this to me every single week?
Hope deferred.
They take Ferrari fans and they tear their hearts out of their chest on a daily basis, David.
I know, they really do. As a matter of fact, I just, like a couple weeks ago, I bought a new Ferrari t-shirt. And my wife's like, why did you buy that? I said, because I got a hope at least.
It's like self-immolation. I'm going to set myself on fire. Disembowel myself.
It's like I told my wife. I said I grew up a Cubs fan my whole life. I said I know what torture is.
Yeah, I'm a Georgia football fan. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you, there was a beat in between Ferrari and T-shirt, and I was like, man, I've underestimated Dave. Oh, okay.
I bought myself a new Ferrari.
You said, I bought a new Ferrari T-shirt. And I was like, whoa, there's a split second where I was like, man,
I
get to know David
poor,
better.
I'm a poor sportsman. I just bought a new Camaro.
Hey, you know.
it just drives me crazy, the degree of fraud that is out there in our government system and the complete lack of will on the part of our
legislative branches to deal with this.
Have we figured out by now what I've been saying all along? That Republicans are not fiscal conservatives and Democrats are not fiscal conservatives.
No, they're not.
There's a fundamental difference in, do we raise taxes now to pay for spending? That's the Democrat philosophy.
Right.
Let's raise taxes now and pay for spending. The Republican philosophy is, let's raise taxes later and pay for spending.
Right.
We'll go into debt now, and then we'll make your children and grandchildren raise their taxes to pay for our current spending.
Well, I mean, as long as we don't have to do it.
That's the fundamental difference in philosophy. Do we raise taxes now, or do we raise taxes later? But we're going to spend the same amount now. There's not a single fiscal conservative in charge of the Republican Party in Washington, D.C., not legislatively. And there's not, and mark my words, I'm about to say something that around these parts, Barron, you're not a real Republican. You're a Republican. In Alabama, there's not a real fiscal conservative in charge of the levers of power either.
Correct.
So, hey, I knew I liked David when I found out he was a Ferrari fan.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, as George Wallace once famously said, the difference between Republicans and Democrats, not a dime's difference.
Not a dime's worth of difference. You're right.
Okay, take care,
appreciate
guys.
Appreciate it. I didn't even ask David my favorite trivia question. Who was the last Ferrari driver to win a damn race? Hint, neither one of them are on the team now.
Enzo Ferrari.
It's been a while. We'll be back. When I think of heaven, deliver me in a black winged bird. I think of flying down.
Headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, 3 generations, and the 4th generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ Troy and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Mr. Electric ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, we have the power to make things better. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools from Mr. Electric and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back in. It's 23 minutes after 10 o'clock. This show's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This show's bananas.
It is bananas.
Not this whatever she says in the song is bananas. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the special this week. Fire. Absolutely amazing Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The Tuscan shrimp special. That needs to be on el menu. Deme el menu, por favor. You speak Spanish enough to know what I just said. Give me a menu, please. Give me a menu to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Guys, go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations in the High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. When you're at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, peruse the entire menu. Look it over. Take your time. Don't be in a rush. But then get the special. Get the Tuscan shrimp special. Pair it with a salad. It'll just be $9 for lunch. It's absolutely phenomenal. You can get the dinner portion if you want a little more than the lunch portion offers. And guys, I'm telling you. Telling you. It's something special. I got the spaghetti meatballs once this week. I got the...
I've had the special twice.
Tuscan shrimp special twice. I'm going to have the Tuscan shrimp special probably again today for lunch. Would be my guess. And big fan. Big, big fan. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, generous sponsors of this program. Jim.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Well, when I turned your show on this morning, I heard Dave there. I didn't realize he was a Georgia bulldog, or as we Gators call them, leg humpers.
Yeah, no one cares what Gators call anyone.
Yeah. You were throwing out 1,000 days since Florida beat.
Yeah, it's the 1,000 days.
Yeah, well, I got some numbers here for you, Dave.
Are you going to start in 1990 when you guys are on? You got a football program?
No,
I'm not here to get berated by a Gator.
No. I just want to give you some numbers here. 14,085 days since Georgia's won a national championship. 38 years, 6 months, and 25 days.
Yeah, we're well aware. Good job.
Yeah,
but it's been 10 years since you have
so like Georgia's shirt.
It's been 10 years since you guys have, so the recruits really, they remember them both just as well, right?
Yeah, that's okay. All right. Yeah, we'll find out around Halloween this year. But anyways, I just had to throw that out there.
You can find anytime you want.
You know, we just don't really care for the butt sniffers. But anyways,
prehistoric swans.
Yeah. We got all kind of names, but there's some things I can't say on the radio here. But anyway,
I didn't realize this was such a rivalry.
Georgia Florida.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I know they played and they had a neutral site and all that. Yes.
Well, it hadn't been lately because if you look at what the record over the last,
the last
20 years, Florida's dominant. Yeah, so Dave's just smoking something there. But anyways. Barrett, I got a question for you. Since this is Friday and it's kind of you're a lawyer, I just wonder what kind of practice do you have?
Depends on how big a check you're willing to write.
Well, no, I have a son who's a lawyer. He's got like a general practice. Mostly.
I mean, I kind of favor criminal stuff, but I'll do it. You know, I'll be honest with you. Let me just be honest with you because I get people all the time that call and like, will you work on this for me? And I tell them no, and then I give them somebody else that they should call. There's a reason I'm on the radio and not practicing law. I don't love the practice of law. I like the practice of law. I don't like the management of a law practice. I don't like the day-to-day, you know, living your life six minutes at a time. I don't like the, you know, fighting and fussing with your client's wife and grandma about, you know, strategy. I don't like all that kind of stuff. You want me, just going into a courtroom and trying a case, I love it. I feel like I'm pretty damn good at it because I can.
Yeah.
It's communication. It's all all the stuff is done by that point. It's just how do you put on the presentation for a jury at that point. And yeah. I feel like I put on a pretty good presentation. And I've tried a bunch of cases around the country. I've really enjoyed it over the years. Like this case in Georgia. I would not have minded going over there and trying the case if it was just going to be a week, maybe even a week and a half. I couldn't take 3 or 4 weeks off. And that's what it turned out to be, and that's what they anticipated it was going to be. But I had kind of talked about going over there and trying or helping to try the case, taking some of the witnesses and doing the opening and closing. But I didn't.
Yeah,
I don't like the day to day grind of law practice. I don't mind being in a courtroom, but you know that's such a small percentage of your hours in practice.
Right. Yeah, my son he graduated with a friend of his in the same law school, so they opened up a practice, their own practice. Down in Daphne, and they just and he's also a municipal judge down there, so he just does that for. But I was just wondering, you know, exactly what kind of law you practice. But let me tell you something real quick. You mentioned about Social Security.
Real quickly. My dream client, my dream client is worth about $500 million and is guilty as sin, and has done something that's going to put him away for life. That is the dream client. Anybody short of that, I'm going to. Anybody short of that, I'm going to stop and think. Yeah. Do I want to take this case?
Yeah. Hey, let me say something real quick on Social Security. I retired this year, and I had to go down to the Social Security office a couple times here in Montgomery, and I was in line there with. I when I went down there for my Social Security to apply for it, I got right in and right out. 99% of the people that were down there weren't applying for Social Security retirement. I had two guys in front of me, and they were both telling each other how the best way to scam the system on getting disability. One guy said, "Look, now you got to be real careful out there. Don't get caught working." You know, when you, you know, and I'm sitting there going, "What in the world? I've here worked for 52 years, paying my money into this thing, so I can have a little bit of money when I retire. And here's this guy down here scamming them.
Yep,
working and collecting disability, and you're not allowed to work when you collect disability.
Right."
And that's probably, I'd say that the majority of the people that are down at that Social Security office had nothing to do with people that have worked all their lives and are retiring.
Right. As soon as they opened up the disability component of it, there should have been a totally separate program. As soon as they opened up the disability component of it, they disconnected it from the economic reality of what it was intended. Social Security is just a generational wealth transfer. That's all it is. It's not a true insurance program because the original recipients never paid anything into it.
Yeah,
and so because it was started well after our nation's founding, the original people who benefited from it, the people who at 60 whatever years or 70 whatever years they were at the time, that they said, you know, we'll give you, if you'll just retire, we'll give you some benefits, federal government benefits, and the current workers will pay it. It's just a generational wealth transfer. Young people like you and me and Dave and all the people that work at Blue Water and all the people that are working out there are generationally shipping their wealth up to the older generation. Okay, and that's fine. That's a program that can work. You can do that forever because there'll always be people working and there'll always be people retired. But once you introduce a new component to that, you can't shift wealth from the younger generation to the older generation. Think about this too. And you can hold on. Let me finish that thought. You can't simultaneously shift wealth from the younger generation to the older generation and wealth from the younger generation to the younger generation who just isn't working. Okay, so that didn't work. But think about this. Think about the acorns, the walnuts, the coconuts it took to convince the people, we're going to pass a program. All of you people working right now, we're going to pass a program where we're going to take a percentage of your income and we're just going to give it to people who aren't working. And we're going to give it to old people who've already worked their whole life. You know what the richest demographic is at any given moment? 65 plus.
Mm-hmm.
The richest demographic in America at any given moment is 65 plus. Now, we love to hear the stories on 65-year-olds who struggle to buy their, I don't know whether to buy food or medicine. Okay, that exists, but it's not the norm. That's the exception. The norm is the richest people in America are 65 and older. They've worked their whole life. They saved a little money. They got guaranteed revenue stream from Social Security. A lot of them have pensions. A lot of them have, you know, other benefits, VA benefits or whatever, this or that. And a lot of them have, you know, state employee benefits or something coming to them. Plus, they've saved a little coin on their own. The richest demographic in America is 65 up at any given point. If we could just take the last 2 weeks of medical expenses away from the richest people in America, the older people, if we could take the last 2 weeks of their life and say, you know what, once we realize you're going to die, we're just going to go out there and end it. because what's going to happen is you're going to spend all your money those last 2 weeks, and you're not going to have anything to give to your kids. Because
no,
a lot
going
of people
out in the blaze of glory.
Well, yeah, they'll spend $200,000 the last 2 weeks of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then yeah. you know what $200,000 would do to a 45-year-old struggling.
It would be life-changing.
It would be totally life-changing. You know what $200,000 would do to a 60-year-old struggling, getting ready to retire? Life-changing. But
let me say something real quick before I get off the air here. Dave, all in jest.
Oh, no.
Don't get mad at me.
No,
it's football season, man. I'm getting jacked up for the season.
Yeah,
and
don't worry. Rep your terrible blue and orange. You know how terrible Florida is? Now, they've won 21 times in 30 years, and they're still down 9 games thus.
Yeah,
it's
52-43
overall, and they've won 21 times in
1990. It's going to be a good. Hey, I can say one thing, Dave. At least we're not Vanderbilt.
Woohoo!
Well, that's true. Hey, Jim, good call. Good call.
It was okay.
You know,
he knows his stuff.
Florida does have a weak blue and a weak orange.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got a.
They're both bad. Well, no, I mean, and I'm not advocating for killing the elderly. Obviously, you take any life saving measure you can. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's an economic reality. That when they invented the Social Security system, they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take all you young people working, all you 18 to 40-year-olds who are just starting your life, who have nothing. Every dollar you spent gets expended to keep you alive. And we're going to give that money to the richest demographic in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know why they were able to do that?
Because old people vote.
Old people vote.
The other thing is like with the actuarial tables, right? That like, what didn't it used to be that, you know, when you got it at 65, the expected, you know, most people, like, didn't get it for longer than 4 years.
Yeah.
And now you're tired at 65 and you live till 90. A little bit of a problem.
At least.
I mean, even if you only live to 75,
right,
you're still off on your, you know, collections.
Well, the other thing, too, there were 16 people paying in for every one person collecting.
Right. Now it's like
two.
Yeah.
Or it's three. It'll be two by the next 10 years or something.
Yeah.
Because people are living older and people are having fewer kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we've aborted, 70 million kids in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Those people would all be paying into the Social Security system. You know what we wouldn't need if we didn't abort everybody? Illegal immigrants.
Hmm.
We would have a workforce, but we've aborted it. So, whatever. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Give Kim Williams a call at Alabama Home Mortgage. She is phenomenal. She is absolutely amazing. She will take your situation, no matter what it is. I don't care how bad of a situation you're in. Call her. She will give you a plan. She will give you a plan. If you're in a great situation, she's going to give you a great mortgage or a great refinance. If you're in a bad situation, she's going to give you a plan. If you're in an okay situation or a good situation, like I was in, I wasn't in a great situation. I was in an okay or good situation. She got me financed. Said, come back in a year or two. We'll get you an even better rate. And
mm-hmm.
I did. And I did. Came back 16 months later, refinanced, saved hundreds of dollars a month. Kim, and got some cash back at the same time. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, nothing short of spectacular with young Kimmy over there. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223, her NMLS number, 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. This is the first single by the Bare Naked Ladies.
It's the perfect time of year. Somewhere far away from here, I feel fine enough, I guess. Considering everything's a mess.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Fox Business Network. The economy grew at a stronger than expected pace this spring, despite trade tensions. The second quarter gross domestic product rose at a 2.1% annual pace. Business investment declined for the first time in more than 3 years, but consumers were spending more on expensive things like cars and also on food and clothing. McDonald's shares have been trading in record territory, up 1%, helped by strong sales in its spring quarter. Twitter reported a mixed quarter, but investors are encouraged by the increase in its number of daily active users, and Twitter shares are up more than 9%. The Justice Department is said to be talking with state attorneys general. The Wall Street Journal says it's trying to convince them to drop their antitrust lawsuit to allow T-Mobile and Sprint to merge with conditions. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our nice little summer heat break will be fading away soon. Today, more sunshine, still dry, high around 91. Tonight, mainly clear, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, you'll feel the humidity increasing, hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s, spotty, widely scattered storms in the afternoon and evening hours, and then more of the same on Monday and Tuesday. Summer will be back in all of its glory. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
On to the top of the hour. My man Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. My Lord, have you gotten in touch with Riley Manning lately? What a good guy he is. What a great painting contractor. 50-plus years in the business? Are you kidding me? Who's in the same business for 50-plus years in the same city, Riley Manning? You know what kind of a reputation you got to have to stay in business for 50 years? You know how well you have to do? You know how many people come at you hard when you're in business for yourself and really try to destroy you and displace you? How many painting contractors have come and gone from the River Region since Riley Manning went into business?
So many.
Hundreds. 100 plus. It has to be. He outlasted them all. You know why? Got the Riley Manning guarantee for one. You pay only after the job is complete, only after you're satisfied. He's got trained professional painters, not day laborers like the other guys. And he's comes with that million-dollar smile. Just a nice guy. Put all that together, the A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you got Riley Manning. RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. That's a News and Views bat phone. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. I did.
He doesn't advertise that number anywhere else. If,
right.
if someone calls on that, it's from us.
That's right. He knows.
799-1284. 799-1284. RileyManningPainting.com. Our number, 272-9228 on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline if you want to get in. Tulsi Gabbard suing Google.
Yeah.
I donated to Tulsi Gabbard. I gave
right.
her $1.
Give her a buck.
Just to keep her on the debate stage. I'm not looking to finance her campaign, but I did want to keep her on the debate stage. I recommend everybody give her $1 if you think like I do, because she's the only sane Democrat up there. And it would be nice to have some sanity on the stage. Make the rest of them look even more insane.
Sanity's overrated.
Progressive Democrat.
That's why I'm a Marianne Williamson guy. Marianne 2020, sanity's overrated. These crystals will be our rulers now.
Is she a witch?
She's something.
You remember when Christine O'Donnell ran?
She had to run that stupid ad saying she's not a witch or whatever.
I had a friend that worked on that campaign.
Gosh.
Let's see if I can find
it. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, if you got to deny it, if you got to go on TV to deny it, if you got to get Fred What's-His-Name to make, like, a very good, expensive ad maker to come in and make your ad for you, it's probably not a good sign.
My friend got fired from this campaign. I'll tell you why in a second. This is Christine O'Donnell. She ran for Senate. What was this, Delaware?
Delaware, yeah. Which, I mean, so she wasn't going to win anyway.
Apparently, in her teenage years, she went through, like, a goth phase and, like, drew pentagrams on her hands and claimed she was a witch.
Mm.
And her explanation when they asked her about, were you a witch? She's like, I never joined a coven. I never joined a coven. I was like, and at the time I was thinking, I don't know what a coven is.
Right, the answer's no.
Yeah,
okay.
The answer's, I don't know what I never was a witch. And I'm not qualifying it. All right, listen to this ad. And then I'm going to explain why Tulsi Gabbard's suing Google.
The Google.
I'm not a witch. I'm nothing you've heard. I'm you. None of us are perfect, but none of us can be happy with what we see all around us.
Okay, I'm not going to play the whole ad. It's too
good
boring.
God.
It's the worst ad I've ever seen. She ran against Chris Coons.
Yeah.
Chris Coons had a longtime staffer who was rumored to be very close to Mr. Coons.
Ah.
Compromisingly close to Mr.
Right.
Coons. And so they had like a, on the Christine O'Donnell campaign, they had a weekly news update where they would have two people acting, and they would just act like they were news commentators, but then they would kind of cut away at the end. You know how you can see them like crumple up their paper and sign stuff and take their microphones off. While they were doing that, they let the audio roll, and one of them looked at the other and goes, is it true that Chris Coons is having a gay love affair with his staffer? And the other one goes, well, that's the rumor.
Oh, no. But their mics were hot?
Well, they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he got fired. It made national news. Like, can you believe Christine O'Donnell did this? But, you know, back then it...
Yeah.
You know. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was true. Anyway, Democrat presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard has long been under fire from mainstream media and establishment voices in her own party for her vehemently anti-war and anti-interventionist stance, is suing Google, according to the New York Times, and what's said to be the first time in history a presidential candidate has sued a major technology firm. I guess what she's doing is she's claiming Google is obstructing her ability to raise money and spread her message.
Because they banned her AdWords account?
They banned it for 6 hours.
For what?
I don't remember what they said she did. Just being anti-war, I guess. I
yeah, I'm. There's always more to this story.
Google and other major U.S. tech companies like Facebook have faced an avalanche of scrutiny and criticism. The new lawsuit claims Google took steps to interfere with Gabbard's chances in the 2020 election.
Mm-hmm.
Google's here's from the lawsuit. Google's arbitrary and capricious treatment.
Mm.
You never hear capricious short of arbitrary. You'll hear arbitrary on its own.
Correct.
You'll never hear someone say it's just capricious.
Right. Arbitrary and capricious.
Google's arbitrary and capricious treatment of Gabbard's campaign should raise concerns for policymakers everywhere about the company's ability to use its dominance to impact political discourse in a way that interferes with the upcoming 2020 presidential election. Specifically, the lawsuit suggests Google diverted Gabbard campaign emails to be sent to spam folders on its Gmail service. Now, that's pretty low down.
They're not doing that.
Google's not?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because there's a thing, if you know anything about the way that mass email works, I mean, they tell you straight up, like, don't send it from a Gmail account, that flags spam.
No, it's whenever it goes to someone's Gmail account, they're taking her campaign emails and putting them in spam.
Again, what that probably means is that these people have X amount of, you know, I mean, they have their security up further. I mean...
Seeks an injunction against Google from further meddling in the election and damages of at least $50 million. I'm about to sue somebody. I don't think I'm going to ask for $50
million. Yeah, I'm going to guess that she's not going to win.
No, this was to get news.
Correct.
This was just to say, look, I'm being whatever.
Yeah.
I do like her.
Sure.
I do like her. There's actually a website where you can go and read the whole complaint if you are really, really concerned about what it might say. Someone mentioned this yesterday. I saw it. Federal government's bringing back executions. Hadn't executed somebody since 2003.
Right.
They're bringing it back with five new child murderers. So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be doing that. There's a cool story in Zero Hedge this morning about one of Epstein's former sex slaves who helped recruit underage girls.
Oh.
It's a cool story. You read the story, it's a... I mean, it's terrible, obviously, but her name was Nadia Marcinko.
Oh, yeah?
She was once described in court documents as Epstein's in-house sex slave. She was ferried out of Slovakia on Epstein's private jet when she was just 15 and lived with the billionaire for years. She now works as a commercial pilot. Her name was Marcinkova. She changed it to Marcinko. And she's hoping people will look past the fact that she lived with him for years. But a lot of people think she was a sex slave turned, like, sympathetic. You know, like Stockholm Syndrome almost. And then started recruiting young girls for him. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's Epstein. He's not going to make it anyway, so I don't know why we keep covering it. He's not. I love you. Babe, I love you so. I want you to know that I'm going to miss your love. KC and the Sunshine Band, Dave. I wonder who named the Sunshine Band. Great song. We'll be back. Gonna miss your love the minute you walk out that door. So please don't come. Don't
come. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ripoff.
Well,
everybody,
Baron, amateurs borrow and pros steal. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah. All right, guys. Is 84 coming at 11? Is the squad going to be together?
Ocho Cuatro.
I don't know if the squad's coming in or not.
Well, I got so much news we have not yet gotten through.
CNN photo editor. This is the type of people CNN hire. You know, they accuse Donald Trump of being an anti-Semite, even though his daughter, son-in-law, and grandchildren are Jews.
Right.
But he's an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
CNN is pristine and pure, right? Mm-hmm. This is the home of modern-day progressive liberalism. This is what the photo editor put on his personal Twitter feed. More than four Jewish pigs killed in Jerusalem today by the Palestinian bomb explode. Hashtag Israel, hashtag Gaza. That was the CNN photo editor's quote.
Wow.
More than four Jewish pigs killed in Jerusalem today. Why do Democrats like, or why do Jewish people like Democrats, for one? And why are Democrats so damn fascinated by Muslims? You know what? I'm going to make a prediction. Yeah, I'm pretty hard on Muslims on this program. I'm going to make a prediction.
Yeah?
I think Donald Trump will begin to turn, if he's given a second term. I think he will begin to turn the tide of Islam away from violence, subjugation, death, and slavery.
Huh.
I think he has that power. I think he has that capacity.
He touched the orb.
Yeah, I think he has that capacity.
He touched the orb.
For all CNN suggestions that President Trump was a racist and anti-Semite, they sure don't seem to catch those tendencies of prospective employees during the hiring process. Instead, they have them resign after they're exposed on social media. Especially troubling when the prospective employee had publicly celebrated the deaths of Jewish pigs in Jerusalem. On Thursday, CNN photo editor Mohammed El-Shami. That's a cool name, actually.
Mohammed El-Shami?
El-Shami?
Yeah.
That's a cool name. Sure. El-Shami?
What's it mean?
I don't care. Sounds cool. Like El-Shami, that's like something you would buy to clean your car off.
I was going
to
say ShamWow.
Yeah.
El-Shami.
What's... It's the new ShamWow. The ShamWow guy was like a... Didn't he beat the hell out of some woman?
Yeah, yeah. He got his tongue
Vince?
Bit off
Wasn't
or something,
it Vince?
Right? Yeah. Billy Mays died? I mean...
Hey, guys. Vince here. He had that that microphone thing that Britney Spears wears?
Yeah, the Don Henley drummer sings mic.
Yeah, yeah. Forgot about that. Forgot about old Vince.
Yeah, me too.
Billy Mays was... he was the best. Isn't his kid now hawking merchandise online? On TV? Like, by here? As seen on
I
TV
hope so.
Search? You know who has a good as seen on TV merch section? CVS.
Okay.
Named after...
I've never seen any of those things and thought, you know, I need that.
Oh, I have. I do it all the time. I'm a sucker for as seen on TV advertising. There's a whole subreddit called Where Did the Soda Go?
Uh-huh.
About people bumbling, like, on these as seen on TV commercials.
Right. Oh, yeah.
People bumbling around the simplest tasks.
I love the before. The people that are like, they can't hammer a nail. You know, they can't. Remember the one that had the hammer where it had like a magnet on the front, and so you can like stand it up and then hit it.
Yeah.
And like they show the people like hitting their thumb with the nail. With the hammer. Like it's the best.
Look, a whole. This child got overdosed with Flintstone gummies.
You have
look
to act
at
fast.
It. There's just a whole.
I love it.
A subreddit dedicated to this over and over and over. You can watch video after video after video of. People from these as seen on TV. Why is it not loading?
Just their inability to do, like, I mean,
just
have you ever tried
test.
Walking? Like, guy falls over. Breathing too hard for you?
Like, they try to pour cereal into the bowl. Instead of, like, the box explodes, the bag goes everywhere.
Yes.
The bowl falls down and breaks.
Grandma breaks her hip. The like, dog dies.
Guys, my 4-year-old
someone
pulls
wrecks
cereal
a car.
Every day.
Right.
Every day, the 4-year-old pulls cereal. Pour cereal. Every day.
Every single day.
But no, it's this is someone who can't put socks on.
Well?
I mean, look at that. Look at trying to put socks on. Again, if you want to know what this is, it's on...
two
it's
of
on,
them.
It's
two
on,
people.
It's two people trying to put socks on.
Yeah, there's a dude on the ground trying to get the socks on the lady.
This is Tiffany and Chad finally admit they're getting too old for these low-margin, high-risk daytime burglaries. They can't even carry stuff up and down the stairs.
Oh, Lord.
All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Yeah, I love the before and after. What was I talking about?
I don't even know.
What the hell did we get on as seen on
El-Shami.
TV stuff?
El-Shami.
Oh, El-Shami. Yeah, El-Shami. Anyway, El-Shami's got a cool name. bad dude. But good enough for CNN. Because they love the anti-Semites. How about a song recorded right here in the great state of Alabama? With the Swampers, Fame Studios, I'd Rather Go Blind, Etta James. Back in 1967.